Jesus, I want to die to my will, be born anew in your grace. For as I am, I cannot please you, and all I want to see is your face. Oh, thine will be done. Be done, Lord, be done in my life. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Be done in my whole life. When I do good, Lord, when I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, I'm a blessing. I must decrease, he must increase. The power in me is there, I believe. For this you bled on Calvary. Your pride is no longer a mystery. Thy will, Lord, thine will be done. Be done, Lord, be done in my life. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Be done in my life. When I do good, Lord, when I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, I'm a blessing. Jesus, I want to die. Jesus, I want to die. You must live. In your word, there's grace to believe. I won't let you go till you bless me. Like Jacob, I wrestle till I'm free. Oh, will be done, Lord, be done in my whole life. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Be done in my life. When I do good, Lord, when I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, I'm a when I do good, Lord, when I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, I'm a blessing.
God bless you, saints. We greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. And welcome to the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. Let's give him a hand clap. So we are so happy to be back again after all the week, all the busyness of this life and everything. God has kept us and protected us, and we can just be thankful and grateful to him. And to show our gratitude, that's why you came, that's why we came, amen? Not to meet one another, but to fellowship with the Most High. And we believe that being here, he will be answering our prayers and we'll go back really satisfied for having been in the presence of the Almighty God. Amen. Welcome back, sister. I hope you had a safe journey. God bless you. And we have a few visitors. Brother Maxwell will greet you officially during the main service, but I know it's Brother Mark and Sister Hilda from Cape Town, yes. And we have a few other visitors over there. We have not taken your names there yet, but we'll greet you officially later on, okay? Yes, may the Lord bless us as we open his word, Galatians 4, 22 and 23. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by the free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you as we are going to take a few minutes for our Sunday school lesson this morning. Bless your people for opening and reading your word. Bless us as we are going to fellowship around this thought, O Lord. Be the speaker, be the listener, and give the perfect understanding of your word, and let it become a true revelation so that we can walk in the light of the word. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. So we are still on our topic, Children of Promise. And last few lessons, we have seen how to be partakers of the spiritual blessing of Abraham. You are supposed to be a child born after the promise, because Abraham has two sons, as we read, Isaac and Ishmael. But Ishmael, we saw that he was born after the flesh. Though both of them were children of Abraham, they were partakers of the physical, natural blessing of Abraham, but only one child was partaker of the spiritual blessing, which was Isaac. Amen. And to be partaker of Abraham's blessing, we know that you have to be born after the promise. Amen. So we were looking last time that Isaac and Ishmael were both the result of the same promise. It was the same promise of a coming child. But the attitude toward the promise produced different results. Amen. Sarah's attitude toward the promise produced Ishmael. Doubt, irreverence produced Ishmael. But faith and obedience and reverence to the promise of God produced Isaac. But they all came from the same promise. They all came from the same revival. They all came from the same sermon. God preached one sermon, and that one sermon produced two different results. Amen. So we saw that in the time of the first coming of Jesus, we found ourselves with the same situation where the same promise, but the attitude of the people toward the promise produced two different results. That's why Paul, in Romans 9, if you remember where we started our study, he was a bit afflicted because of his people, the Jews, who were supposed to be partakers of the spiritual blessing of Abraham. They missed to partake of it. Why? Because they failed to catch the promise. Amen. But when the promise was being fulfilled, those who caught the promise, those who saw the promise being manifested, they were born as children of Abraham. They were counted as children of Abraham, and they came to manifestation. Amen. So we were looking at that, we were seeing that. And in every age, children of Abraham are those who are born in the promise of the day. Those who saw, those who see the fulfillment of God's promise word and come to acknowledge it, come to accept it, it produced in them new birth. Amen. Because there is no true new birth outside of the promise God of the hour. Amen. Of the God's promise of the hour. That's why the prophet says, there's a man here that can turn on the light. He says, life is only by the word of God made manifest. Life comes only by the word of God made manifest. As long as it is just in the book like this, it still can be questioned. But when it's made manifest, then you see the product of what it spoke of being manifest. Then that's when it becomes the light of the world. So as long as the promise was still in the book, people can argue. You know, when God said, let there be light, someone could come and say, light is black. Someone could say, light is blue. Someone could say, light is, I don't know what color. But when the light was manifested, that was the true interpretation. That was the true manifestation. And it manifested life on earth. So as long as the word is not fulfilled yet, it can't produce life. And to get life in your day, you have to see, you have to accept the word of God manifested in your day. So last time we were looking at the first coming of the Lord, how the children of Abraham came to manifestation. Amen. We were saying that I had a slide, but I failed to bring my USB key, and we fought, we battled with Sister, I always call her Sister Player. Sister Dash. I couldn't. She's Player. Yeah, so I'm right. So I couldn't email it to her, and but God knows why. We saw that the first coming of the Lord, the children of God, the children of Abraham were being manifested, but they were not manifested, all of them in one day. Because the first coming of the Lord was not a 24 hours day. It was not a 24 hours event. The first coming of the Lord was a season. It was a period of time that went from, let's say, the Gabriel visitation to Mary, to the ascension of Jesus to in heaven. All that season of time was the fulfillment of the first coming of the Lord. So someone who saw the manifested promise of God in his day, he could say, I've seen the first coming of the Lord. We saw Simeon, when the first coming was still a baby, Simeon holding the first coming in his hand, he could say, Lord, let me go in peace. Amen. Because my eyes have seen your coming. Amen. Amen. But in the meantime, Simon Peter didn't even know that a baby was born. Right. Amen. In the meantime, Gamaliel didn't even know that the first coming of the Lord is fulfilled. Yes. He was still doing his business. Some of them were still, I spoke about the thief at the cross. He was still robbing banks. He was still committing suicide, killing people here and there. But the first coming of the Lord was on earth. Right. Amen. Maybe when he was going to crash, let me just portray it this way. If Mary went to drop the first coming of the Lord in the crèche, the teacher, you know, could take the first coming in her hand and put her in a seat in a nursing, child care facility and sing jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle, with the first coming of the Lord in the class. Amen. They could walk the streets of Nazareth. People could say that little gay boy there, what's his name? Oh, he said, but it was, they were in the first coming of the Lord. Amen. Everyone was, you know, it was revealed to everyone on their own season. Amen. Amen. Are you with me?
Yes,
sir. See, Anna could come on the temple because who were those one who, you know, caught the revelation, the vision of the first coming of the Lord? It was those that were watching the fulfillment of the promise.
Amen.
Amen. It was not your own representation. Those who had their own representation missed, failed to see it. But Simeon, he was in the temple. You know, Mary was not the only woman or girl that brought a baby for dedication that day. There must have been many women that brought babies for dedication. Simeon may have been going through and asking every woman, what's your name called? Oh, his name is Judith. Ah, oh, it's a girl. No. What's your baby's name? No, his name is Jacob. Ah, no. What's your baby's name? His name is Emmanuel. Okay. Who is your husband? Who is his dad? No, his dad is Gideon. I mean, no, it's not him. What's your baby's name? Oh, his name is Emmanuel. What is dad's name? No, he has no dad. Okay, what happened? No, I was a virgin. Amen. An angel came and told me that I would be conceived. He said, so you didn't know a husband, a man before you got this baby? Yes, I didn't know a man. Simeon could say, Lord, my eyes have been your salvation. Amen. Why? Because he was watching the scriptures. He was watching the fulfillment of the scriptures. No one could. There were many babies being dedicated that day, but there was a sign. He knew the Lord say, I will give you a sign. A virgin shall conceive. Were you a virgin? Yes. How did you get this baby? The angel came to me and spoke to me. I've never known a man. Ah, okay. He knew that the first coming of the Lord is fulfilled. For him, he could say, let me go in peace. But for some other men, some other people there, it was still a promise to come. It was still in future. And they were right. If Simeon came and told them, the first coming of the Lord is fulfilled, someone will say, you must be dreaming. What are you talking about? No. I've seen him. You know, the shepherds, them, they were even the first to notice, to see the coming of the Lord. The angel came and told them, today in the city of David, they could ask themselves, something, is there anything related to Bethlehem? They went and checked the scripture. O thou Bethlehem Ephratah, you are a little, the smallest amongst the from you. He said, it's happened in Bethlehem. Okay. The scripture is fulfilled. For them, they could say, let me go in peace. Amen. The first coming of the Lord was, let me just check my slides. I can access them even from the phone. And then we saw in the Bible that at some stage, though he was on earth, but nobody noticed he was there. He disappeared. The Bible doesn't speak of him until he got 12. Until he was 12 years old. But all these days, he was there walking. You know, a job was being done. It was the first coming of the Lord. And one day, he went to be baptized. John the Baptist. So you know the episode. There's one amongst you, he's coming, I can't do this. The people that were watching the promise, they were watching the scriptures, they noticed that something is going on. Amen. Those who caught the revelation were those who were expecting something. Those who were checking the scriptures. Amen. There was something in them craving for life. Amen. The children of promise, there's something in you craving for the manifestation of the promise of your day. That's why when Philip met Jesus, he got the vision, he got the revelation. He said, the Lord, the Messiah is on earth. He went and told his brother Nathaniel, Nathaniel, I've found the one we have been waiting for. It means they were craving for something. There was something, they were in an expectation. Only those that were in that expectation, they were now watching the scriptures. Nathaniel, I found the one Moses spoke about in the scripture. Ooh, Jesus of Nazareth. Why? Because them, every day, you know, they were watching that scripture. The Lord will raise another prophet like myself amongst your brethren. Say, when will that prophet come? It means they were not satisfied, even if they were going to church, but they were not satisfied with what they're being taught there. There was something still missing. They could feel that, I'm happy, I'm going to church, I'm going there, the preacher is good, our pastor, our apostle, everything. But I can feel that I'm still missing something. I can feel that the sermon is good, but I still need more. They were watching. They were looking. They were really under expectation. Amen. That's why you want to ask yourself, why weren't you satisfied all these years? Wherever you were, you were still feeling that there's something missing here. You are a good Christian. You are a good person. You didn't rob, you didn't cheat, but you could still feel that there's something missing. And the day you met the light, you said, this is what I've been expecting from. That the how the children of God were being manifested. Even that woman at the well, though she was a prostitute, though she was living any type of life, but there was something in her craving for life. There was something, she had the representation that when the Messiah come, he will do this and this and this. The day I will see that sign being manifested on the earth, I know the Messiah is in the earth.
Amen.
Amen. Though Simeon has seen it 30 years earlier, that woman came to see it 30 years later. But for her, that was the day of the fulfillment of the coming of the Messiah.
Amen.
Amen. She may have met him on the streets of Samaria a few times, but it was not the time for her to the promise to be made manifested yet. But she was watching. Amen. Maybe for her, if she saw that baby that day in the temple with Simeon, it was just another baby. It was not the time for the manifestation of the promise for her yet. But a child of God, when the promise of God for your day is being manifested, that something in you will recognize it.
Amen.
And that the children of Abraham. Amen.
Amen.
We can talk about Gamaliel. There was something in him that was telling him that, though I'm a high-ranked official in the synagogue and everything, but he could still feel that he's missing something. Though the congregation he was going to, they rejected Jesus, but in him there was something telling him that. The signs, things that I see in that man, telling me that he's not any man. He must be him. And he went by night. Amen. Because, my brother, if you are a child of Abraham, even in your sleep, you won't have rest.
That's right. That's correct.
Nicodemus couldn't sleep that night. Sleepless night, he was there. He was trying to get rid of that thought in his mind. But it kept, hitting on him. The Messiah is on earth. You are a child of Abraham. The promise is being manifested. Let's go and find out. He went, and that's where Jesus spoke about the new birth, telling him that you can't see the kingdom if you don't see the manifested word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Are we together?
Amen.
So, the Ethiopian eunuch, if you talk about that one as well, he was a man of nations, a Gentile, but there was something in him. There was something telling him that today the scripture must be fulfilled. He went and started reading Isaiah 53, I think. Who is this man they are talking about here? Something was in him telling him that God, something is happening on earth. And God, when he sees that your sincerity, seeing that seed of Abraham in you wants to be manifested, God will make a way for you.
Amen.
Amen. Just wonder, ask yourself, how did you come across the message? Some of you, it was just randomly. Amen. Some of us, it was not even destined to you. They were talking about something. My wife, I know it was her brothers who have backslidden now as we speak. But they were listening to Brother Branham's, tapes. And she was not even, they didn't even preach to her, but she just saw the way they were reverent, the way they were praying. After listening to it, she went to ask, that white man you are listening, who is he? That's how she came across with the message. No, it's a prophet, God has spoken today. And what church do you go to? Oh, it's can we go this Sunday? She went and she never went back. You know, something telling you that God is doing something today. And God will make a way, and that seed in you will come to manifestation. Amen. Amen. So, my brother, my sister, I know today is our last lesson. We are going to close today. But this is just maybe in future. This will be a foundation for future teaching, you know, because just we are not just, you know, church goers and coming and going and no, there's something that we are in a big God's building plan where there's stages. We don't, you know, what stage are you in God's program? Where are we in God's program? You know, people were there in the temple singing, my God, why have you forsaken me? While it was happening straight, few miles across, you know. People were there say, a virgin will conceive, and while it had happened 30 years ago, you know. So you have to understand. That's why the prophet preached the sermon, recognizing your day and its message. Amen. Because there's a message. And what is the aim of the message? What did the message come to do? Amen. 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 So it's very, very important that we understand these principles. Why did they miss the Pharisees? The Jews in the first coming of the Lord, they were good people. They were no cheaters. They were no adulterers. They were no, you know, gamblers or whatever. They were people. Even Jesus said, if your righteousness doesn't surpass all those of the Pharisees, you won't see the kingdom. They were righteous people. But they missed it. Why? Because of their own representation. They didn't watch the scriptures. Amen. They were living inside, in a process. The wheel was, you know, spinning. The motion was on, but they failed to recognize the motion. The prophet says, Gabriel announced the first coming of the Lord, and Gabriel will announce the second coming of the Lord. Amen? Next time, I'm going to read that to you. So showing that the things that happened in the first coming of the Lord may repeat in the second coming of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Because the coming of the Lord, my brother, my sister, is not an instant. It's not an event in time. The coming of the Lord is a fulfillment of the promises. It's a promise in the Bible. The second coming is a promise. The first coming was a season in which promises were being fulfilled. Amen. Some saw it at a later stage. Some saw it only maybe when it was dying on the cross. Say, this is the Son of God. This is the Messiah. You know, so let's just study the scriptures. Let's remain humble before the Lord. Let's remain, you know, surrender our thoughts before the Lord and let watch the scriptures. Those who saw the first coming of the Lord were those who were watching the scripture. When the Messiah will come, he will tell us these things. Are you not him? When the Messiah will come, he'll be born of a virgin. When the Messiah will come, he'll be riding on a ass. And the daughters of Jerusalem will be rejoicing. When the Messiah will come, the sick will be healed. This will be done. This will be done. Those people who were watching, those are the children of Abraham. In your day, in my day, in our day, only children of Abraham will be counted as heir of the promise. Adoption is only to the children of Abraham, who are born according to the promise of your day. Amen. Amen. We'll stop there. And maybe in the future study, God will tell us more on it. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for granting us this wonderful study. So many things that you have said to your people, and we believe, oh Lord, that you are after saving your children. You are after revealing yourself to every heart. You are after revealing yourself to every heart that want to submit and abandon themselves to you, O Lord. Help us, Heavenly Father, to be really those seeds of Abraham that are born not of the flesh, but of the promise, O Lord. Open our eyes so that we can see, O Heavenly Father, and let us possess all the inheritance that you have promised for this day. We thank you. Bless now the rest of the service. I commit myself into your hands, O Lord. I need your help. Heavenly Father, I pray for all the ministers, O Lord. We need your help. The devil is there. He doesn't want your children to be delivered from the shackles of the enemy, O Lord. That's why he will attack the pulpit, he will attack the ministers, he will attack the officers, O Lord. But we know that you said the gates of hell will never prevail. We commit your servant in your hand, our pastor in Belgium. Be with them. Bless those meetings, O Lord, and bring them back safely. Bless the service in Jesus' name. Amen.